Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell, and I'm here with Sal Ferrito. And Sal is an advisor with Plan Vision, and he has some experience working with annuity products. And I've referred to Sal in some of the situations where we've come across this with clients. And so I've asked him to get together with me so we can talk through the lay of the land in the financial services industry amongst annuities. And so he'll do that with us. So Sal, can you describe the kind of client that might use an annuity that has you worked with at your prior firm?
Sure. We had a broad array of clients that wanted annuities for many different reasons. Some wanted to guarantee an income stream. Others wanted to make sure that they had some downside protection on a certain part of their portfolio. And annuities are very customizable nowadays. So if you went to an insurance company and said you wanted to structure an income stream a certain way, they would be glad to create a product that could guarantee that for you, whether that be protecting against loss or guaranteeing an income stream for the rest of your life or you and your spouse's life.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about the products themselves, ways I guess we could categorize these, but there are maybe two types of categories. One would be a fixed annuity and a variable annuity, correct?
Correct. And there are many different forms of both fixed and variable annuities. And broadly, fixed annuities will offer a guaranteed rate of return or guaranteed income stream, where variable annuities allow you to have an investment component inside of the contract. Generally, an index-linked annuity will follow an index like the S&P 500 or an international index, but you can also use sub-accounts, which are like actively managed mutual funds inside of an annuity, so that you can try and reach or exceed market performance if you have an investment manager that you like or follow or want to invest with inside of this insurance type product.
In a moment, we're going to come back and talk about the fees associated with these different products, but I want to ask you about those fixed annuities. Are these essentially, I mean, these are fixed products. You know, you're going to get a guaranteed interest rate, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And you'll know that stated interest rate when you buy the product. A popular type of annuity is a MYGA, or a multi-year guaranteed annuity. And you can buy them for 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, whatever your desire is. However, the longer the term, the more interest rate risk you might be susceptible to. And the longer the term, notably, the more risk that you have with a specific insurance company. If you have a 10-year MYGA, you need to make sure that that insurance company is going to be around in 10 years to give you your payment. So the longer the term, the more risk you're exposing your portfolio or your income stream to. Mm-hmm. But if you have an interest rate that's appealing to you that they're offering, it might be worth it.
So how simple to complex can these products be?
Yeah, you know, the insurance industry has largely become a sales industry, and insurance companies are very good at making complex topics look very simple at face value. And the simplest products, ones that I would even recommend, are called SPIAs, single premium immediate annuities. These are relatively simple products where you give an insurance company a lump sum investment and they guarantee an income stream for the rest of your life. It's about as simple as it gets. You're essentially buying an income stream for the rest of your life so that you know that as long as the insurance carrier is around, you will have additional income. Now, as we get into variable annuities, we can add multiple investment components or components known as riders, which can be income or withdrawal guarantees. We can have investment downside buffers, upside performance caps, many different riders. And notably, the more complex you get in your insurance contract, your annuity contract, often the more expensive they can become. But you can structure an annuity essentially however you like. Whatever you want to protect, an insurance carrier can create an annuity along those lines.
Okay. So to just follow up on that one, in your experience, and I suppose this would come from just my own experience and what I observe as we, you know, research these products with the web and different forums and comments, is that some people that buy these just or may not fully understand what they're getting. There may be some buyer's remorse after 3, 5, 10 years, something like that. So in your experience, did most buyers understand the more complex annuities? Or how would you think about that?
Generically, yes, but under the skin, no. There are a lot of moving parts, certainly in variable annuities, that most clients wouldn't understand. But they're often billed as, I have a product that's going to protect me against loss, or I have a product that's going to guarantee my income. And that was the high-level understanding that a client had. But under the skin, behind the scenes, there's a lot going on that clients didn't understand, nor probably couldn't understand.
Sure.
You know, they have a prospectus that's available to them. A prospectus is a document that's about as thick as a thesaurus that clients simply don't open nor take the time to understand. They could, but they trust their advisor to make that decision for them. So often they're billed as relatively simple products, and at a high level, they can understand it, but rarely understood the complexities of the contract and how it worked. And, you know, you mentioned some buyer's remorse. That's often not allowed with annuities because they have surrender schedules associated with them. If you commit money to an annuity, often you can't get your money out without paying a relatively high fee to do so. So you've got to make sure that this is a contract that you want to stick with generally for 7 years before that surrender schedule goes away and you've got the opportunity to move your money elsewhere.
Okay, let's move on here to this part about the fee structure, how the products have fees in them, because you're talking about the surrender charge. And so if you have an annuity contract that comes with a surrender charge, 3, 5, 7, 10 years or something like that, I'll tell you how I would interpret that, and you disagree with that or not, is that the insurance company is marketing this product through distribution channels, brokers, advisory firms. And so that marketing comes at a cost. It's the actual marketing cost plus the commissions that are paid. So there's a significant upfront cost for the insurance company. So they have to recoup that cost from the contract in the first several years. And if you pull the money out, they're just going to get that back, the money back that way. So can you describe, you know, in a way that you feel comfortable with and kind of how the fee structure of these products?
Yeah, the more complicated, the more expensive they are. Simpler products. Actually, there are some no-fee annuities nowadays that invest in low-cost index that are very reasonable. But as we add more riders, more complicated investment options, they can get very expensive quickly. So a standard insurance contract might have a 1 or 1.5% annual fee on it. But if you throw an income rider on top of it, that would guarantee income for you for life. But it's going to come at a cost of maybe another 1% per year. And if you have a death benefit guarantee, that might be another 0.5% of cost. So very quickly, we're adding 1 plus 1.5 plus 0.5. We're at, you know, nearly 3%. That doesn't even include the investment cost if it's a variable annuity. These sub-accounts, which try to match an investment. So, you know, a popular investment company will offer their services to an annuity contract so that it becomes more marketable. So a really popular investment firm might say, you can use our growth investment inside of your annuity product. And that growth investment, if you bought it in a brokerage account, might cost 0.25%. Inside the annuity, it might cost a full percentage point. It gets more expensive in the wrapper of the annuity. So the total cost could be anywhere from 2 to 4% per year inside of an annuity.
Yeah, so they do get expensive. You know, there's an incentive to sell these for advisors. What might be the commission structure for some of these products? Like, there's a front-end commission, and are there residuals or trailers for these?
Yeah, and depending on the annuity, it'll be different based on the type of the contract, but average variable annuity will likely pay an advisor 5 or 6% of the initial premium. So if an advisor sells a $500,000 insurance contract to their client, they could make $25,000 or $30,000 in that one transaction. So there is a lot of motivation for advisors to sell annuities. And as soon as that surrender schedule is up, where they can move that annuity freely without a surrender charge, there's more incentive to move it to a newer, shinier annuity contract for another sales commission.
And yeah, you know, I see. Where I get these at my house. I actually get the mailers to go to the steak dinner that they do where I live. You know, you have retirees moving down here. If they can get 15 to 20 people to come to this, and two or three people take out an annuity product, well, they've made a killing at that particular steak dinner that they're offering. And I also know that if an individual has a financial event, for example, if they are retiring and they have a decision to make between whether or not to take a lump sum of their pension or actually take the pension, if they visit with an advisor and it's a $250,000, $500,000 potential rollover, well, clearly the advisor has an incentive to convince them of the value of the annuity. I mean, that's a big payday for them. And there are other events as well. If they sell a house, if they come into an inheritance, that can all be significant financial events for the advisor, which is going to impact how they're going to present the product to the consumer at that point and the value that that's why they're going to promote the value of the annuity. All right, Sal. So to wrap up here, when is a good time that you think an annuity may fit into somebody's financial plan?
Anytime a client wants to insure a guaranteed income stream, a SPIA can be a great product to do that. SPIAs often have low costs, and it's simply an exchange of one lump sum of an asset for a guaranteed income stream for life. It doesn't have any fancy riders, no bells and whistles. And because of that, it doesn't have high fees, but it can achieve a desired income level for the rest of someone's life. And if that's important, it's a great tool to help provide confidence in a client's financial plan, as opposed to leaving that money invested in the market, which could create volatility and stress for that client. So they can be very important as long as you choose a product that's appropriate, that doesn't have high fees.
All right, Sal, I appreciate those comments. So if you've heard this podcast, you have any questions at all about annuities, you're thinking about one or you have one and you want to run those by us, let us know. We'd be happy to look at that. And certainly Sal will take a look at it as well with his experience. Thanks, Sal.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.